So, you want to write a book in the young adult genre? I have many tips for you, and during these podcasts, we'll take those tips one at a time. So each podcast is just short, brief, to the point. Today, we are going to talk about finding your own voice. Why is it so important to find your voice? Why is that the top tip here? Well, more than any other genre, young adult, which is otherwise known as YA, relies on voice to tell coming-of-age stories. You don't want to write like someone else. You want to write like yourself. To discover your voice, part of that involves really delving into what it is about you that's unique. You're going to be using that as the basis for what you write. Also, remember that editors and agents for YA are really seeking fresh voices. Okay, so what are some ways to connect with your writing voice? There are many ways. The one I want to focus on today is free writing. And those of you who have worked with free writing in the past know that free writing is just writing whatever comes to mind. You can use good grammar or bad grammar. You can be neat. You can be messy. You can write logically, or you can even make no sense. You can write on a keyboard. You can write with a pen on an envelope. What matters is that it's just you and the page, and no criticism is allowed in this part of your writing journey. Why is the lack of criticism so important? Well, your imagination needs a place to run free. So you're not going to be worrying about mistakes, because mistakes do not exist in free writing. The important thing is that you've created a space where it's free. Now, there are two types of free writing. One type is it's just completely open. Another is you're using a prompt to get started and to kind of bring in a focus to your free writing session. The focus or the prompt that I suggest you begin with is, what's different about me? Just kind of allow that question to run around within your heart and mind for a while, and then just start writing. Write for a minimum of 10 minutes. There is no maximum. And you can put details in there or big picture items. It's great if you can get a mix. You're going to need details as well as big picture when you're writing your stories. And just pay attention to what comes forth and let it flow. If you think you're ordinary, you're probably mistaken. A lot of people get into a rut where they start saying, well, there's nothing really special about me. There's nothing unique. I'm just an ordinary, regular person. What do I really have to offer? Well, one of the things you have to offer is your perceptions, your observations. If you're drawn to writing in the first place, it's likely that you have a characteristic where you're quite observant of other people and your surroundings. So you can get started with that. Just what are your perceptions? What are your insights? What have you noticed about the world around you and the people in it? You can get started right there. A lot of us feel ordinary until we begin to delve a little deeper. So this exercise is one that I suggest you do for a week, at least, every day. And let yourself be surprised by what you find. Come on, you've got 10 minutes a day. I know you do. I'm Victoria Hanley, author of Wild Ink, Success Secrets to Writing and Publishing in the Young Adult Market, published by Proofrock Press. If you'd like to continue following these podcasts, you can sign up for them on my blog at victoriahanley.com. That's VictoriaHanley. Just click on the link to the RSS feed.